Finding affordable housing in a small rural community is a challenge many people don't know how to tackle. As an initiative to help people navigate the many systems, the Affordable Housing Corporation of Prince Edward County, along with several social service agencies, is providing a series of 4 rental housing workshops to guide people in the right direction. Beginning January 29th, the seminars are free and will cover topics such as tenant fundamentals, eviction prevention for tenants and property owners, as well as housing for new immigrant residents. Ella Siegler is the affordable housing supervisor and tells us about the workshops. You're running workshops for housing, affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you come up with that idea?
In terms of best practices, helping people find and keep housing, education is definitely a part of that. When people that are looking for housing are armed with information, not just about their rights and responsibilities, but just how to be a good tenant, a little bit of communication skills, it helps the relationship between landlord and tenant. And, you know, to what we're trying to do is make it easier for people to access housing, but also to either prevent problems or resolve problems quickly if there is a problem with the owner. So that's why we have workshops for both property owners and tenants, and also for people who are new to our community and may not be familiar with rural Ontario. So we try and cover the bases to help people stabilize their tenancies.
There are 4 parts, 4 weeks that you're doing this, and it's free, is that right?
Yeah, it's completely free.
It's completely free. Can you tell me about these 4 segments?
Well, we do tenant fundamentals, so that's sort of the tenancy 101 for folks that are looking for rental housing. So, you know, that can include how to apply for housing, where to find housing listings, which you can on our website, but also what information to provide, what not to provide. There's information that tenants don't necessarily need to provide as the first step in an application. Then we have eviction prevention for tenants. So how to address problems before they come up and become a problem with your landlord. For instance, if there's sudden change in income and then that makes it difficult to make your rent the following month, and you know that's going to happen, what can you do to prevent that? How can you negotiate with the landlord? What community resources can you access in case there are other funds that you can get to help you with your rent, which there are in this community and many others? And also, if you, for instance, if you have a guest over and that person commits an illegal act that the property owner wants to pursue an eviction, you're responsible for the behavior of your tenant. Some people don't know that. There are a number of different concerns under the Residential Tenancies Act in Ontario that tenants should certainly be aware of, but also to help mitigate those problems, because the Landlord-Tenant Tribunal, which is the legal framework in Ontario to address problems legally and to determine tenancies by the property owner, it's highly taxed, and both tenants and property owners are finding it very difficult to go through that process. So if you can avoid going through the tribunal at all, then problem solved.
And you've got a section about immigrant people looking for housing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you can imagine, looking at a rural community versus urban, there are less services, less amenities, farther apart, transit is an issue, health services are an issue, I mean, they're an issue everywhere, but certainly if you have to drive an hour to get to your doctor, or, you know, there's one walk-in clinic here for unattached patients, so there are a number of considerations, and also, sort of conversely, community agencies, because there are not a lot of them, but we're in a close-knit community, are a huge source of support. So knowing that you can go to them. And, you know, a little bit of, you know, the culture of being in a rural environment is understanding that you are part of a community, and that in being involved in your community, getting to know your neighbor and so on, is something that you do less of in, that's a huge generalization, but you do less of in an urban environment, and in a rural environment, it's exactly the thing that will help you thrive. So we touch on that as well. Yeah, and, you know, understanding if you're a family with young children that, you know, home-based childcare, you know, is a thing, and it is everywhere, but certainly because we don't have the critical mass here for, you know, a number of different formal childcare settings, how do you access childcare? Simple things like the thrift shop. If you're in need of things quickly, you can actually get something. If you happen to live in downtown Picton, it's easier to go to the thrift shop to get something than it is to try and find a way, particularly if you don't have transportation, up to a larger retail store. So, you know, all those factors are what we try to provide to newcomers in that session. So there's all sorts of things that we try to address, as well as, of course, their obligations as a tenant.
Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about with this workshop?
Well, we do have representatives from a few organizations attending. The Legal Clinic in Belleville is there to provide basic legal information. The Prince Edward Learning Center also attends. That's a community agency that provides a number of income security programs and services, including free income tax. So does Community Care, for that matter. And then we also have people from social services come and speak, or they're available to talk about the benefits that maybe folks may be eligible for, such as emergency assistance with utility or rent, which you don't necessarily have to qualify for Ontario Works to access, which is something that we're trying to get the message out about. So Judith Burfoot is our Housing Help Coordinator, and she presents the workshops, and then these agency representatives are there to answer any additional questions. So that's a wealth of information that you can get for free. And you know, we provide the eviction prevention workshops for the property owners as well, because we are trying to help them mitigate all of the attendant costs associated with trying to take someone to tribunal. And you know, a lot of it kind of comes down to communication, right? It's always about communication. It's a relationship that the property owner and the tenants have. So how can you really maximize that and reduce the amount of issues that they we kind of try and do, you know, what we can at every level to help affordable housing.
The rental housing workshops will provide a variety of information to help people not only attain affordable housing, but to help stabilize their lives. For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.